Hey, it's Playhouse 194, the number one hit music station on this Flush the Format Fridays. We enter comfort in numbers with Playhouse family member Carson, that's hoping you've maybe been here too. Though I'm going to be honest with you, this might be a hard, unless this happens more than I would think, I think this might be a hard one to get him some comfort in numbers. He's, of course, looking for that circle of support, that reassurance that he's not the only one. Carson says, here's a weird one for you. Anyone else ever been bribed to end a relationship before? I always thought my girlfriend's family enjoyed me just fine, but after we got engaged, her dad says he wants to go get a beer sometime. I said, of course. This guy literally says we want her to go to med school, not get married, and be focused on you and having kids. Would you take $5,000 right now in cash to go away forever? I laughed and said no, and it became 10. I said, absolutely not, and I told my fiance, and she confronts him. He laughs and says, oh, we were joking. I was just having a beer with the guy. I don't think he was joking. And now I get to live the rest of my life in that awkwardness because there's no way he was joking. I know it's a weird one, but I'm wondering if you would just like the story or if you want to see if I can get some comfort in numbers. Well, I like the story, but I also wonder if there's anyone else who's been bribed in a relationship before.
I cannot imagine that. I'm happy that you told your fiance and she did say something, but that dad should have fessed up. It's not a joke. And the fiance should have went into it more. That's an inappropriate joke. It's not your life. It's my life. Why can't she do both?
Yeah, absolutely. I will say that dad played that so well because you're out and you're having a couple of drinks. Oh, just have a beer with the guy. He's my new son-in-law. And that's where he did that. Like, I don't think he was joking, but what an easy out. What a genius out. What a diabolical genius this man is.
Is it, though? Because she has to know he's not joking.
Do you, though? You probably would like to think that your parents wouldn't do that, right? It's probably an easy thing to believe. Like, oh, yeah, y'all, that's dad.
No, I would say he even upped the price. And he said it's for you to go to, because they want you to go to school. They don't want you to focus on our relationship, the wedding, or having kids, starting a family. This is something I think she needs to really talk to the dad about more. I can't offer comfort, but this
same.
Is a whole mess.
Yeah, if nothing else, it's a good story. But yeah, man, if we can get some comfort in numbers for you, absolutely will. Maybe not to a $10,000 scale, but can you relate to that idea of somebody bribing you to end a relationship? If you can, that comfort in numbers at 237. It's tax 35270 for the Playhouse. Playhouse, Y94, Flush the Format Friday, doing comfort in numbers for Playhouse family member Carson, who found himself in a situation where, I mean, this soon-to-be father-in-law laughed it off as a joke, but the guy basically offered him, like, a substantial amount of money, but, like, leave my daughter. Want her to go to med school, not get married and have kids with you. She's got a future. Get out of here. And he tells his now fiance, and she's like, oh, don't worry. Dad says he was joking. He's like, I don't think the guy was joking. Can you relate to that at all? Have you ever been in a situation where somebody bribed you to either end a relationship or straight up not get married?
So you guys may not believe this, but I was actually bribed 4 years ago by my now wife. Then fiance's parents.
Okay.
Right? So I'm sitting here. We've been dating for probably 2.5-3 years at this point. The first time I got bribed. So I'm sitting there watching the game. I hear this knock on my door. It's her dad. Right? And like he and I, it's like we didn't get along that well, but like we weren't mean to each other. He wasn't hateful towards me or anything, but there's always just this like weird tension. And so he comes to me and he's like, and I'll give you $10,000 to drop everything right now. You know, we'll keep it a secret. Don't say anything. It'll be like, you know, you just walked away. We'll deal with the fallout straight up. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, I love your daughter. He comes to me 6 months later with his wife this time. And she was kind of one who's like pushing it really hard. So they bump it up. They're like, we'll give you $20,000.
Holy
just
crap.
Walk away.
That's so much
$20,000. And of course, you know, I got bills I need to pay. I'm looking at, you know, say we were saving up to buy a house together. And I was like, well, I could buy a house just for myself. You know, that'd be a great deal. And I turned it down. And, I, you know, 4 years later, here I am, marriage that's falling apart, in-laws who hate me. And I'm like, I could have been $20,000 richer living in my new bachelor pad. But instead, here I am in this crappy marriage, $20,000 short.
I mean, I feel bad the marriage isn't working out.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I mean, you probably still did like the good person thing, not being
yes.
Like, hey, Ron, you certainly thought about it.
I mean, he did. He said he could have his... We wanted to buy a house, and I thought I could buy my own house.
That absolutely is comfort in numbers in the sense that your story is very similar to Carson's. And we did get a couple of people like, okay, yeah, I got some similar situations.
Yeah, someone said, so mine's kind of similar. My mother-in-law has always hated me. In fact, when we got engaged, she made it very clear, and she told me she will never like me and that my option was to deal with it and I can marry her son or... I need to end the relationship. Obviously, I'm staying with my husband, and our relationship has always been toxic. And a lot of people are saying it sounds like her parents are going to be creating problems for you lifelong. This is definitely something you need to try to work on.
Have you ever had a situation like that where somebody kind of like bribed you to end a relationship? Is that something that you've dealt with?
So you guys are talking about getting bribed not to get married. Well, something similar happened to me when I was in college. I was dating this guy. I thought he was great. He was very wrong side of the tracks, very, you know, two kids, second marriage, that kind of guy, and just wasn't doing much. I brought him to my parents, and he said all the wrong things, of course, and my parents couldn't stand him. They waited it out a little bit, and I'm still stuck to him, and they were like, oh, no, this has to stop. So my mom approached me with my dad's support and said, listen, we think he's going to just take you down the wrong path. Here's the thing. You get rid of him, we'll get you a Mercedes. I do come from that bunch. And I was like, how dare you? Oh, I love him. Blah, 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 blah. And then I realized after thinking about it a bit, I'd rather have the car. I wasn't that into him. I was kind of enjoying that they were so upset. So I did figure out it was time to move on and realized nothing could come of it. But that car... That car did me well through college and actually through my first two moves.
Well, okay, so you opted for the Mercedes. I mean, honestly, somebody offers you something like that, it probably put into perspective, like, okay, I mean, I guess this person doesn't mean that much to me, but I'd rather that car.
And I think no matter what, if you were offered, you would think about it for a second, like, do I want a car? Do I want the relationship? Do I want money? You would have to take at least 2 seconds. You can't tell me you would just brush it off.
Can you imagine if, like, Steven's mom had been like, listen, you know, I like you. Listen to the Playhouse.
No,
it's a great show. You and that Zero have such a wonderful rapport, and he's so handsome and nice. But, you know, about you and Steven, I think that you should probably take this Mercedes.
I think.
And go away.
She would say, take this Mercedes to marry my son.
But what if she'd said, take this Mercedes... Go back to the radio station.
No!
And start swiping on Tinder again.
No, I would be so sad. I would cry. I would stay with Steven.
But you wouldn't have a Mercedes, though.
That's okay.
We did get a couple of stories of support for you, though, Carson. So it's sad. I wish we didn't, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and someone even said, I don't know if this one counts as a bribe to end a relationship, but I was in a long-distance relationship with a girl, and one of her friends messaged me to say, hey, we've been hitting it off. Would you end it? And I asked my girlfriend, and she said, he makes me feel the way you make me feel, but in person. And I ended up breaking it off because it was unfair for her because it was long distance.
Ugh. Well, I mean, I guess that was nice of you to do.
But it was another person getting involved in the relationship.